This conference will now be recorded.
You ready, Linnea?
Ready to go.
Okay. And our last name is pronounced Han?
Yes, Linnea Han. Uh-huh.
Okay. My guest today is Linnea Han. She's an internationally recognized expert on light. Linnea is known for using a multidisciplinary approach for health. She's been a frequent guest on radio and television, including Oprah. And she's been featured in articles written around the world. She is currently the director of research and a consultant to Sunlight Sciences, who manufacture what is known as indoor sunshine full spectrum plus lighting, which we're going to be talking about and exploring in just a moment. She's written the bestseller, state-of-the-art book on premenstrual syndrome called PMS, Solving the Puzzle, 16 Causes of PMS and What to Do About It. And she's also compiled the definitive research book on light, The Light for Health Reference Binder. And Linnea, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry. It's good to be with you today.
So my first question is, why should we bother to be talking about light in this show?
Jerry, I think that light is the missing piece in health, and we're looking at water, we've looked at cleaning up our water, our air, our food, but we turn on a light and we don't even think about it. We really are solar powered. We feel better on a sunny day. It raises our serotonin levels. Light is critical to life.
There's an interesting research study that was done looking at how critical light is in the furthest town north in Norway, which is 6 months of total darkness in the winter. And not only do they have a celebration when sunlight comes out, but they find that in the crimes when the sunlight comes out go down. Homicides go down, suicides go down, divorces go down. Everything changes from sunlight. Is that the kind of impact you're talking about?
That's what we're looking at, Jerry, and that's why I've been involved with light for about 23 years. As you mentioned in the introduction, I used to run the PMS Holistic Center of Illinois, and when I found some research from San Diego, a sunny area, where a woman had PMS in the winter, but not in the summer, and they used light to help her get rid of PMS, I thought, well, I was in Chicago at the time, and what else did it do? It worked with schools. It worked with people. It wakes us up during the day. We feel better. I go back to John Denver, and sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. He knew what he was talking about. And we go to Hollywood, and we think, there are lots of Hollywood songs. You light up my life, and then we can get biblical and say, and God made sunshine, and it was good. The problem is that when we've gone indoors, we've changed the light, and thanks to Edison, we have light indoors, but we keep trying to replicate that light that is a candlelight or a fireplace when really we need indoor sunshine. We've learned that all of our bodies respond, or our bodies respond to all of the colors of the wavelengths, that beautiful blue sky, the greens, the oranges, the yellows, reds, violet, even ultraviolet, Jerry.
So when you're talking about full spectrum light, is that what you're talking about, where you have both the visible wavelength of the colors, but also the invisible wavelength of, like,
right,
ultraviolet?
And we need it in balance, like natural sunlight. Think rainbow, and then you're going to find out that is a full-spectrum light. And thinking far north, there are some light bulbs that are on the market that are pink, and they're from Finland. And I think, gee, that must be the type of light that they have up there. It's a nice light to have beside your bed when you're going to sleep, but to wake up, you need a full-spectrum light.
Now, what is the type of light that most people would have in their offices in terms of fluorescent tubes?
It's called a cool white light, and it is mostly a yellow-orange light, so people look a bit jaundiced under it. it's harder to see with that kind of light. When you balance it and have all of the colors of the rainbow, those visible components of light, and you're living under that, you actually feel better. It can't be just a blue looking light. A daylight bulb doesn't do it. It needs to match that rainbow. When you're looking to buy light, you need to have look at the CRI and the Kelvin. The Kelvin is the blue appearance looking. It needs to be about 5,500 Kelvin. The CRI is the color rendering index. And the standard for that, of course, is sunlight. And that's 100 CRI, 5,500 Kelvin at noon in June, I think, in Washington, D.C. What we've found with indoor sunshine is that sunlight is our blueprint for it. So we've most closely matched that. And we're very pleased to know, to announce to people that it is a 95 CRI, 5,500 Kelvin. It's very hard to make a light that complicated and that complete so that the color spectrum is there for every wavelength that our body needs.
So let's talk a little bit about the, you have this full spectrum type of light in your, say, your office. And what kind of changes should people expect to have happen in terms of they're still working in the office? What should change?
I would think their stress would go down. They would be calmer. They definitely will be able to see better because we use the blue wavelengths of light to see with. They'll find that they're more efficient. When I was in Chicago, I got some lights and I thought, well, I don't have seasonal affective disorder. I'm not bothered by that.
Hold on a second. For listeners who are not aware of seasonal affective disorder, can you tell them a little bit more specifically what that means, Linnea?
Sure. This is when we get tired or irritable in the winter. We simply don't concentrate as well. We don't think as clearly. We're not as efficient. And Linnea did not have that, so she thought. And when she started working with lights about 20 plus years ago, I found it was easier to get my work done at my desk, easier to return those phone calls. I was not tired at the end of the day, was happy all day long. So it does make a difference.
I even got involved with a small study that was done at a hospital, because just for our listeners to be aware of, I've been looking at light myself for many, many years as well. And this was in a hospital where we looked at, with the nursing staff, number of headaches they had each week. Under the cool white tubes, Linnea, 50% of the people reported 3 or more headaches per week. The full spectrum that we're talking about, the indoor sunshine concept, nobody had 3 or more headaches a week.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Now,
something so simple.
Yeah. Now, people might say, well, headaches, you can take aspirin. But we also looked at something further than that. We looked at fatigue levels towards the end of a shift, like around 4 p.m. if it was a daytime shift. And under cool white tubes, 60% of the people self-reporting reported large amounts of fatigue. The full spectrum tubing, not a single person had a large amount of fatigue. And in terms of why a company ought to look at doing this, we looked at productivity levels as well towards the end of a shift, again around 4 p.m. And late afternoon productivity levels, cool white tubes, 30% of the people were at low levels of productivity. Not a single person reported a high level. Full spectrum, it flipped the other way. Nobody was at a low level, while 63% of the people were still at high levels of productivity. And all they did was swap tubes.
And now we have energy-saving tubes that are full spectrum, and you need that CRI and Kelvin for it to be full spectrum. There's a lot of misinformation out there when they'll call it just 6,500 Kelvin. It looks blue, but unless you've got that CRI, it's not there. And Jerry, one of the early stories and studies that was with Walt Disney called a time-lapse photographer in Chicago and said, I need a pumpkin plant for the movie Cinderella for his illustrators to use. And under the cool white lights, which are in, I don't know the percentage, but you know, 90% of the offices and schools around the U.S. and around the world, the cool white light, the female flower died when they were working with trying to grow pumpkins for the Cinderella movie. When he went out and got daylight white bulbs, then the male flower died. He found that you needed all of the colors of the spectrum in balance for Cinderella to live happily ever after.
Yeah, and this was Dr. John Ott, and the reason why he had to go out and play with the lighting is he was doing this in the middle of the winter. And so he couldn't just go outside to do it. He had to do it in a greenhouse. So the variable became the light that was the difference that he found.
That's true. And he couldn't just replace the light bulbs. He had to start all over again. He did some other groundbreaking research when he actually encased part of his apple tree in wood and then took pictures of it. And the part that was hidden from the sunlight and did not get ultraviolet, the apples did not ripen, the rest of the tree did. So he did some really wonderful groundbreaking things that we need to honor John for.
Now, you said light bulbs just a moment ago, and can you talk about the government mandate that's coming into play in January of 2012 about incandescent light bulbs?
Sure. The government wants us to use less energy because the power plants emit a lot of mercury. So we have a compact fluorescent bulb, which is a tube that's in a spiral shape, and it has a tiny bit of mercury in it, but that plus reduced electrical usage means an overall reduction in electricity use, which means an overall reduction in mercury, which, coming back full circle, means the government has said no more incandescent bulbs starting in January 2012. They're phasing out the 100 watts first, and then the 60s and the 40s and the 75s. And this is going worldwide because even the EPA has said this is what we need to do to reduce the overall mercury load in our whole country, in our whole life. So it's really not scary to have mercury in a light bulb. We are concerned about it, but it's about the amount of mercury, Jerry, it's about the amount on the tip of a ballpoint pen. And that is absorbed by the phosphors when the lamp is on. The major danger when a light bulb or tube breaks is being cut by the glass.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Linnea Hahn, talking about lighting and full spectrum lighting in just a moment. Okay, Linnea, so first 11 minutes, so I'm going to come back and reintroduce you. And I'm going to talk about what are you recommending in the place of the incandescent bulbs, and then you can talk about the CFLs, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll try. We'll get it then. Thanks,
okay.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm. So here we go again. So my guest today is Linnea Hahn. She's an internationally recognized expert on light, and she's been a frequent guest on radio and television. She's been on Oprah. She's currently director of research and consultant to Sunlight Sciences, manufacturers of indoor sunshine full spectrum plus lighting. Their website is sunlightsciences.com. And she's been exploring the effects of light on people, plants, and animals since 1989. She's written the bestseller book, PMS, Solving the Puzzle, 16 Causes of PMS and What to Do About It. And she's created the definitive research book on light, Light for Health Reference Binder. So, Linnea, we were just talking about how incandescent bulbs are going to be going away. And so what do you recommend in its place, and how good are they?
The first thing we want to do is get a compact fluorescent bulb or an LED, because those save so much energy, and that's what's going to be legal in the future. But as long as we're saving energy, why don't we see if we can't improve our health as well and get a full spectrum plus bulb? We've got, and I'm going to recommend indoor sunshine because that's what we're studying right now with Sunlight Sciences. We did a study, it's a preliminary study, Jerry, and we had a doctor put 5 30-watt light bulbs in people's homes and just said, use it. Use it as you would a normal bulb. You don't have to turn it on a specific time or sit so close to it. Just live with it. And he did a blood test at the beginning and the end of the month and found that there was, to quote the doctor, a statistically significant increase in immune system functioning. To get technical on that, it's the absolute neutrophils increased 22% to 79% in that during that month in 7 out of the 9 people. That's the white blood cell count. And goodness, are these people getting sick? And he said, no, they are actually, their immune system is getting more robust. One of my friends had just redone her whole house, and she said, Linnea, that reminds me, I had forgotten, but my children were not sick this year, and all we had done was change light bulbs. So yes, as long as the government says you have to change light bulbs and get an energy-saving bulb, I would go to the indoor sunshine light bulbs.
When you're talking about the health benefit of lights and sunlight and full spectrum, there was an interesting study that was done with 89 spinal surgery patients. They either had them in the sunny room in the hospital or the dimly lit rooms in the hospital. So they were either facing the sun or away from the sun where they didn't get any real sun exposure in that particular hospital. And they found the folks in the dimly lit rooms actually needed 28% more drugs every hour than those in the sunny room. And
wow.
The sunny rooms had a decrease in the cost of their medications by 21%, and their stress levels were also lower. And so that's not even controlling for blinds. Are they fully open or slats a little bit or exactly where in the room where they were? Just having sunlight versus not sunlight, something coming in can make a difference. And here you're talking about really focusing it on what people have. And actually increasing it so that it's in their homes all the time. And what about in the business arena with the tubes? Are you seeing that kind of change in white blood count levels and those kinds of things in there? Have you done that kind of research?
We haven't done that study yet, Jerry. That's on the books. That's what we want to do. But I personally sat under two of the 4-foot tubes. It's an F25 T8, and they did a blood test at 9 o'clock in the morning and at noon, and my vitamin D3 level went up. Now, that's pretty astounding to be reading a book and have your vitamin D3 level go up, because D3 is so important for so many health parameters.
Now, you're sure it just wasn't because you're reading a good book, huh?
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that one. But I really... It should be easy. I'm fair skin, blue eyes. It should go up easily, but I'm also postmenopause, which means it's a little tougher for my body to make vitamin D3. And the fact that it went the right direction is amazing and wonderful. There were some studies, again, that have shown that calcium is absorbed more readily by the body under full spectrum light and decreases under different kinds of light. So we're really on a crusade to let people see the light and help themselves, find out for themselves what's going to happen to them. I've had wonderful stories of people saying, well, Linnea, the light's caused a problem for me. Well, I'm really sorry. What happened? Well, I work in my basement. I put full spectrum lights there, and the dog won't come up out of the basement at night. He decided he had to.
We actually had a client, Kaufman and Broad KB Homes, that they actually had a 3-story building at that time, and they relamped the center floor to do some research to see what the impact on. So they had this first and third floor did not have it. They had to stop the study because people on the first and third floor started congregating on the second floor. They didn't know there was a difference. They just started congregating there. And the Kaufman Broad folks finally said, "We're convinced. We don't have to bother. And let's just relamp everything."
I've heard stories like that also with one of the lead people in a business will relamp their office, and he can't get work done because people come in just to talk to him, just to be with him.
Right.
So we need to get lights everywhere.
Since we're talking about lights everywhere, what about in schools? Because kids nowadays are in school from, like 8 to 3 or 4, and their recess doesn't exist very much. Getting outside for physical activity doesn't exist. So what are you finding in schools?
That's exactly where I was headed. They did a study, a two-year study in Canada, and they found that the kids grew faster, tested higher, had one-third fewer absences, and two-thirds fewer cavities than expected under full-spectrum light with the ultraviolet, which helps that calcium be deposited in teeth and bones. Pacific Gas and Electric did a study with just skylights and windows and found out that students with skylights and windows had a 20% increase in their reading scores and 26% increase in math testing. We need lights in our schools. We've done studies with seniors, and we find that the seniors, goodness, they can see better. Of course, we see better with that blue wavelength when that's included in the light. They're going to have less depression, because if we look at the body physiology, we're going to find the serotonin levels go up higher. And when people are awake more during the day, they sleep more during the night. So that's going to help our seniors also.
And what about autistic folks? Is there an impact on them from the lighting?
We have found that. One of the little boys that we talked to said, "Daddy, I like the blue. I want the blue light on." And he had a special one that was made for, that had an increase in blue. Simply the indoor sunshine compact fluorescent lights that you can get with Sunlight Sciences or the tubes make a difference in that autistic person. I was thrilled, Jerry, when I got some lights to Temple Grandin, and she called me 2 days later. She said, "Linnea, I got the lights. I tried them. I like them. I recommend them." So I was thrilled to have
her indoors. For those who are not aware who Temple Grandin is, she is mildly autistic herself, and they did a whole movie on her and how she went to college, university. She became an expert on working with animals. She had a communication level with them from being autistic and being able to really communicate with them. And so this is somebody who really knows autism from the inside out.
Yes, she's the worldwide spokesperson for autism, and she has her PhD in that, and she wants us to do more studies with autism and the indoor sunshine full spectrum plus light. And that plus simply means plus the ultraviolet, and we need to let people know that we've lived under ultraviolet light and full spectrum sunshine for centuries and centuries and centuries. And when we've gone indoors is when we've become ill, or not, the body does not work as well. So we need to bring that sunshine indoors with us.
By the way, I discovered a problem when you go to Lowe's and Home Depot, because you can get what they're calling full spectrum tubes and bulbs there. And I got excited about it because they were pretty, low priced. When I put in my office and we started working with them, actually, because we have full spectrum in my office and we put these in, my staff actually said, "Take them out," because they could actually tell the difference that it wasn't a true full spectrum. And we explored further and found out that they were simulating sunlight in the visible wavelength, but not the invisible wavelength. And I know your tubes go across the board, and that's what really makes the difference in how people feel and function.
It makes a big difference. And we had a similar study. A supplement company was wanting to get full spectrum light in their new offices, and the management said, we've got good lights, we'll use these. It's a daylight bulb, it's going to be fine. And so they put three different kinds of bulbs in a daylight white, the indoor sunshine, and then a cool white. And the person who was reporting to me said, Lene, it was interesting to see everyone walk under to stand under the indoor sunshine lights to discuss all of the lighting. The body simply knows this is what it needs, whether it's a plant, whether it's a puppy, whether it's a flower that's going to grow toward the light, whether it's you and me. It really does make a difference.
So if you would like to make a difference for yourself, you can go to their website. It's Sunshine.
Sunlight.
I'm going to stop and re-say it because I can edit it out.
Okay.
So if you'd like to make a real difference in your life with the sun and sunlight, you can go to their website, sunlightsciences.com. That's sunlightsciences.com. And Lene has actually made a special gift to listeners of this show. There's a place where they have a coupon box, and if you type in Teplitz, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z, you'll get a 10% discount. So, Linnea, I'd like to thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Jerry, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for letting everybody see the light.
So, hold on. I need to turn off the taping.